This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. In the 2 years since the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq, the United Nations says at least 500,000 Iraqis have fled to neighboring Syria. They're not officially classified as refugees, so they don't get any assistance from Syria's government or from the U.N. Their presence is adding strain to Syria's already overburdened economy. NPR's Ivan Watson traveled to the capital, Damascus, and filed this report.
The bars and nightclubs in Damascus don't really get moving until well past midnight. One of these clubs is a brothel, located at the end of a dead-end road overlooking the Syrian capital. Here, dozens of girls in skimpy outfits sway on the dance floor and flirt and negotiate prices to spend the night with male customers sitting around the room. Three of the girls say they're 14 and 15 years old. Some girls look even younger. And all of them say they're from Iraq. Less than 10 minutes drive, but a world away from the brothel, is the Convent of the Good Shepherd, where Sister Marie-Claude Nadaf says she has witnessed a dramatic upsurge in the number of Iraqi prostitutes in the Syrian capital.
We have been working in the women's prisons here since 1996. Until now, we never saw so many women arrested for prostitution.
Abdelhamid El-Wali is the representative in Syria for the UN's High Commissioner for Refugees. Since the U.S. invasion of Iraq, he says the Iraqi exile population here has steadily swelled from 70,000 to at least 500,000. Though the majority have fled the ongoing war in Iraq, El-Wali says that neither Syria nor the UN formally recognizes these Iraqis as refugees.
It's a very bizarre situation. You do usually provide assistance directly to the people by creating camps, by creating services, by assisting directly people. All that do not exist here. People are left to their own.
Last year, Khalid Kakuz sold his car, closed his automobile spare parts shop in the northern Iraqi city of Mosul, and brought his wife and six children to a roach-infested apartment in Damascus. Khalid made the decision after insurgents blew up his truck, killed his nephew, and then threatened to kill him, he says, only because he's Christian. Compared to Iraq, Syria is safe, but it also has 20% unemployment. So it's little surprise that 1 year later, neither Khalid nor his wife has been able to find jobs. Here, only children are offered work. Khalid said he had no choice but to pull his three oldest sons out of school and put them to work. The oldest, 15-year-old Rance, works 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, at this Syrian-owned butcher shop for less than $60 a month. The boy's 12-year-old brother, Ronnie, says he gets Fridays off from his own 12-hour-a-day job carrying vegetables in a nearby market, but he makes even less money. The UN's Abdelhamid El-Wali says he's seen more and more middle-class Iraqi families in Syria forced to take desperate measures as their savings run out.
It is known to everybody that we have kids who are compelled to work, you know, that you have prostitution. And this is also one of the reasons why the government, they have started to change their policy.
The UN official says Damascus recently began sending some Iraqis home. This is partly a result of the burden of 500,000 Iraqis on Syria's limping economy. But Syria also faces intense pressure from the U.S. to restrict cross-border traffic with Iraq and clamp down on insurgents who continue to operate across the frontier. Among those ordered to go home, at least temporarily, are Khalid Kakuz and his family. Khalid says he'd rather face poverty and humiliation in Syria than more violence in Iraq.
It's impossible for us. Now, I brought all of my family in order not to sacrifice any one of them. How could we go back to be killed?
Khalid stands on a street corner in a neighborhood that's packed with Iraqi exiles like Saad Yusuf, a Christian dentist who fled the violence in Baghdad with his family more than a year ago. Yusuf bristles at the suggestion that Iraq has gotten better since elections were held last January.
Oh, come on, man, you're kidding me. Our situation is getting worse.
Ivan Watson, NPR News.